Welcome to the OA Serenity Sunday Meeting Podcast. Serenity Sunday is now hybrid, meeting in person at Roxbury Park in Beverly Hills and on Zoom. Visit the Los Angeles Intergroup's webpage at oalaig.org for information on how to join our meeting live in either iteration. Now that we're meeting in person, Serenity Sunday has regular meeting expenses and would appreciate Seventh Tradition donations to help support the meeting and this podcast. You can donate via Venmo at Serenity Sunday 2023 or through PayPal, serenitysunday1212@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the Serenity Sunday podcast are those of the individual speaker and not those of Overeaters Anonymous as a whole. And now, our speaker.
Hi, I'm Chaya, compulsive overeater. A 100-pounder. Oh my gosh. What can I say? I have 30 years of abstinence, one day at a time. How that happened? It's one day. And as I like to say, if you got up earlier than I did this morning, I got up at 7 o'clock. If you got up before, you have more abstinence than I do today. So we'll go on from there. And, you know, this was one of my original meetings. And it's just really a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak here with all of my longtime friends that I see on the little boxes and in the room. Anyway, gosh, I don't know what I would do without program. I came in and I was very overweight and I was not a wonderful person, and had a difficult relationship with all of my children. Today, I am grateful to say that I have a wonderful relationship with my children and they look forward to seeing me. I'm very excited about that, and that's all program. And I remember I could be angry, get on the phone, and oh my gosh, those poor helpers on the phone that you would call, I would give them my whole voice. And they were, you know, they really took, the poor messengers took the brunt of my frustration. And today, I don't live that life anymore. I am just so grateful. Program has helped me grow and go through so many things abstinently. I lost my husband that was my wonderful love, and some of you knew him. And gosh, I would have, my fallback would have been to sit on the couch and eat bonbons until I was so big you couldn't get me out of the door. That didn't happen. And grateful for this program. I'm grateful for Los Angeles because we have so many meetings. If I needed to go to a meeting three times a day, I could. And that is great. And today with Zoom, oh my gosh, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I could have a meeting because somebody is up somewhere in the world. So that's really great. And one of fellows came every morning to make sure I got up and got dressed and had my abstinent breakfast. Where else does that happen? Just, you know, it just doesn't happen. And it's just, you know, I am just beyond words. And, you know, my friends know, when my husband was in the hospital, she brought two big trays of brownies. And she says to me, "You're under a lot of stress. It's okay. You can have one. And I said, thank you very much for bringing them. And they were not food for me. Then after my mom, after he passed away, oh, there's my before pictures. Okay, there's three of them. Okay, one.
I'm getting there.
Okay, great. One at a time, it's okay. And then she came, my friend came to the house and she brought cookies. She says, I brought the cookies from your mother's recipe.
No.
My mother had been gone for 15 years at that point. But there I am dancing at a wedding. Oh, I'm not that woman anymore. And so anyway, to go back, she brought these cookies, and I was, able to say thank you. And she says to me, you can plan them for the next meal, because she knew I planned what I ate and I ate what I planned. I said, thank you very much. And to be gracious like that, to be able, before I'd say, I would have written, how dare you bring something like that in my house? And it just wasn't there. And I had a party at my house last night. And there's another of my pictures. And I was able to be present. I remember before program, gosh, if I would go to an event, my spot would have been at the food table. Or if went to a wedding and they were serving hors d'oeuvres, I would be the one that would follow the person around to make sure I had plenty of those hors d'oeuvres. And I set up all this food, and it was just food. It had nothing to do with me. And everybody, but I do tend to serve healthier food than most people at parties. And there was a comment that how nice it is that we can come to your house and know that we can get healthy food. So I had fruit, and I had, I made a vegan chili. And everybody could enjoy. And it was nice to know that people really appreciate it, because in my past life, I would think, oh gosh, how can you have a party without all kinds of junk food? It just wasn't in my vocabulary. And to be able to be there, and we had musicians that came and impromptu just played. And I got to sit and listen and enjoy. And that was a whole new life. I remarried almost 10 years ago now. And my current husband never knew me overweight. And it freaks him out when I show my before pictures, because he doesn't know. But talk about a life I've never had. Since he's very active, I've gone snorkeling. I've put on a wetsuit. Hey, I missed activities. I took my kids to Florida and they swam with the manatees. I didn't swim with the manatees because I wouldn't put on a wetsuit. That just wasn't going to happen. So I've gone snorkeling, and this old grandma climbs into a two-person tent. I couldn't have gotten off the floor, let alone crawl into a tent and sleep in a tent. That was just not in my vocabulary. Just never thought that would be. And I just am so grateful. grateful beyond words. And today I have a God in my life, although I am an observant Jew, and God was always in my life. I never had a personal relationship with him. Yeah, he was there, you know, big things. He didn't have time for me, you know, for the little things in my life. And my favorite story is I went to a banquet and they were serving the meal. And the pieces of chicken were the size of pieces of turkey. And I knew my, at that time, my absent would, I could eat whatever foods that were on the plate that were within my categories. And I knew that that piece of chicken was too big for me. And I said, God, please make sure I get the right size piece of chicken for me. And you know, I was served the smallest piece of chicken. And you know, because I'm a compulsive overeater, I was upset that I got But it really showed me that God is there, even for that little piece of chicken. And I never knew that until program. And I have a personal relationship with my God. And I know my God is there for me every day and all the time. And he's, you know, around. I don't ever have to do anything alone. He's in charge. And that's something that, you know, I have learned in program. One of my other favorite stories is we went to back east and we checked in our luggage and went to return our rental car. Our flight was at 6 a.m. in the morning. We could see the rental place, but we could not get to it. And we asked a policeman, different people, oh yeah, you go. We could not. We missed that flight. Now, the old me would have been crazy lady. But I just said, okay, God, for whatever reason, this is what's supposed to happen. These were the days when you could just say, oh, I'm late for my flight. I missed my flight here. Book me on the next flight. And they did. And it was like all of a sudden, we were right in front of the rental place. I don't know how we did it. We made one turn right or whatever, and we were there. The first flight, we both got on, and they were closing the door and realized that they only had one seat, not two seats, that some woman with baby had paid for a seat, but they thought it was a baby in arms and saw an empty seat. How they did that, I don't know. So we said, okay, we can't go on this flight. And then the next flight, for whatever reason, they booked my husband a seat, but didn't book me a seat. So it came to the end and I was on now standby. And they said, we need people to not go on this flight. And so we said, if you can't get a seat for me, that my husband would give up his seat. And that's what happened. We got out of this airport at 6 p.m. that night. I spent an entire day at the airport. The Chaya before would have been at that counter. You would have heard me in Los Angeles. Screaming and yelling and that wasn't me. And I just kept saying, you know, okay, God, for whatever reason, you have us here. And I don't know, you know, what it could be. You know, even when I'm driving and I feel like I'm going to be late, I just say, okay. And I give it up to God because I don't know. God could have saved me from a car accident. I don't know what you know, why it happens. And, you know, I get so upset. My husband honks at everybody that speeds past him. It really annoys me. But hey, what's that gonna do? I mean, it used to be me. I could have been yelling and screaming and giving people the finger and, you know, using all the nasty words I could. What for? Life is so short. And every minute is so precious. And that's one thing with program we learn is that it's just today. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And I used to be the queen of extrapolating gloomily into the future. Oh my God, I could have a hangnail and you would be have to amputate my foot. But I don't go there anymore. I shouldn't say that. That's a lie. That's a lie. I go there, but I don't live there anymore. Maybe an hour, maybe a half an hour, maybe 2 hours, but I used to be able to live in that rat wheel for months at a time and miss so much of my life because I was in that crazy mood. I've learned how to talk with my children. My youngest lived was in Israel. And she said to me, "Oh, I want to stay another year." Oh my God. And I thought, you know, on one hand, oh, that would be wonderful, but my baby, how can I have her all the way in Israel? And I was able, because of program, to say, "You know, honey, we're going to be with you in a couple of months. We'll talk about it when we're together." And when we were together, she said to me, "You know, Mom, I've decided to come home and go to college." And without program, I could have, you know, lambasted her and ran her, you know, "What are you talking about? How can you miss going to college? You deferred it for 1 year," and I would have been off to the races. And instead, I said, "I'll talk to you later." And this daughter lives in Detroit. And she lets me come for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And hey, talk about a relationship. And I have to share a bedroom with my grandchildren. And if,
Aya,
Crystal, if I cannot see the time, if you
you're at
have that
3 minutes.
I have 3 minutes. Okay, thank you, Kristen. And so to wrap up, this program has saved my life. I am 74 years old. Gosh, I could have been gone, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I found program and I stayed. And I have been rewarded with a life beyond my wildest dreams. And friends and people, you little squares out there, and the people that are sitting here have been dear friends to me, have held my hand when I was going with my new husband and said, "Oh God, how can I do this?" And you held my hand and told me it's going to be okay, Chaya. You know, body image, oh my gosh, the wreckage of my past. Oh no. But you guys were there for me for everything. And it has become my life. And I could not think of a better life to have than to be part of OA and part of all of your lives. And God should grant all of us abstinence and he should grant me the opportunity to share and be there for all of you as you have been there for me. So thank you for letting me share.